Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, "Oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7." Ooh.
Yeah, but
look
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, we are here. We're pulling people in from cocktail hour. We've got Caroline Stanberry and Sergio. We are so happy to have you guys here. What is going on with Dubai? When is it coming out?
We need Dubai.
It is the million-dollar question. If you could answer that for me, I would be very grateful. I don't know. We got pushed back. I think it's, January or February, I guess.
How long has it been since you stopped filming?
It feels like forever, and I'm not that upset about it. I don't know, a few months?
A few months, I think, yeah.
Yeah, three.
Well, don't feel bad. I feel like it was about 8 months for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. We got held back for a long time. And I think it's just all to do with scheduling.
Yes, it's all to do with scheduling. Because I feel like a lot of the other franchises, they do two a year.
Well, they just dropped like four. I mean, we have many Housewives shows right now.
Is there anyone that you're not talking to from the cast?
Right now, I'm not that great with Sarah Almadani and Caroline Brooks.
Oh. Okay. I feel like, were you not that great with Caroline Brooks last year?
Yeah, we're very up and down. I think we were fine, and then we're not.
Every
and then
month,
we're like,
yeah. It's a whole, it's a whole thing.
Is there any new friends or any?
Yes,
there is.
I really like the new girl.
Oh, you like the new girl?
I like the new girl.
Now, did you bring her in?
No, Caroline did, which is probably why she hates her and me.
Probably. Now, as a housewife, and you've been on Bravo for many years, do you recommend people to come onto the show, or you're like, I don't want to bring any of my friends into this?
No, I recommend it.
You do.
Some people like to,
some people don't.
I prefer not having my personal friends just because...
Acquaintances, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because I feel like close friends always know which buttons to push a little bit harder, and you always think they won't throw you under the bus, but they throw you first.
Yeah.
Hardest.
Yes.
Which I've learned the hard way by doing that, because I had my friends and family, so now I like acquaintances. But if someone really wants to do it, I would never stop that for them, because I feel like if you have the chance and you get on, why not?
And does your marriage come into the hot seat again this year, or are you
big time?
Big time
again?
Yeah. Oh,
what?
God. Like a different level.
Do you screw up at all, Sergio?
I didn't know anything.
Sergio.
Sergio.
I think it's easy because people like literally want, you know, to start a GoFundMe for my husband. Like,
this
you know,
is literally horrible to me. You yes. were saying this season?
But actually, it's just my way. It's just me. It's like, I don't. If you saw me any other way, I'm horrible to everyone. I mean, not horrible. I'm just, you know, deadpan.
I thought you meant the way the I speak your language.
You met yourself.
Me.
I'm dead. Me. Oh, the other women are nicer. The other women actually are fine. We moved
three
times.
We went through a lot, you know.
This season, yeah. You'll see us bickering a lot more, but then we pull it back. And then once we're in our new home, you'll see life is good.
Everything. We are like kind of, we are back to BS. Yeah. So
can you tell us about your new home? We yeah. saw it oh being built.
So
is this like your dream house, your forever house?
It's like a baby for me.
I mean, I don't.
She's yeah. not going to say a forever house.
It's not my forever
house. It's not your forever house. It's not your forever house.
No, I mean, actually, property prices in Dubai have gone ridiculous, so for the right price I'll be out
we'll
with my,
sell it
with
though.
My
yeah, yeah. Which means the house is for sale, people.
Yeah,
for the right price,
a breezy 55 million,
like Heather
DeBrow. No. But no, I really, really do love it, and I, you know, I am
the
not in a hurry
in the house,
to
you know, we are super
yeah,
happy there.
Super happy, but I don't know. We just bought land in Bali. I don't know where we're gonna go when how you know
we're
at the end of the day
there.
Where we'll end
yeah.
up.
So excited.
Where are you guys on the baby front?
So actually, weirdly, we just found out today or yesterday that surrogacy is now not illegal in the Middle East.
Oh,
so yeah. UAE. So that changes yeah. quite a lot for us because I didn't
yes.
really want to have
a
surrogate.
It was a big thing, and we had to move.
No, no.
Yeah, very
be
weird
hard
for
the
us.
Delivery,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I will never feel comfortable, you know, having my baby. And yeah. someone else
is that
in
something
the
you're
somewhere,
seriously
you know?
Considering?
Yes.
Yes.
We are now.
Aww.
And do you guys have yeah. embryos already?
We have one baby boy on ice that is genetically
ready to go,
perfect.
Aww.
You do you have a name, pet?
Well, yeah. What?
A totsicle.
I thought it was a testicle. <I'm> like,
you want a testicle?
Who do you think stirs it the most this season?
Biggest stirrer this season, Brooks.
Brooks?
Yeah.
But does it feel like there's reason for it? Or does it feel out of left field?
Left field.
100%. Oh, my God.
I hope you, the viewer, sees it better than I do because, you know, I was taken aback. Yeah.
Do we see her in a relationship at all?
No.
Trying.
Trying.
It is never successful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah,
oh, that's
a big
time.
You remember?
That's a big wait till you see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how are you enjoying or not enjoying being on the show?
I'm loving it, to be honest. It's
oh,
amazing.
You are loving
they're
it.
Much
yeah.
nicer to him
yeah.
now.
Now
they're,
it's
they're
just
nicer.
A whole thing.
It's just you that's
it's
the problem.
Me, the
whole new game, yeah.
Yes.
So you're the problem.
I'm the problem. Now
the problem.
Now they like him.
Okay, that's
so.
Once he drove me, the other ones get me. So
who's your favorite
like
husband or significant other?
Actually, I'm enjoying a lot Rafi, the new one.
Oh.
Rafi, Talia's husband. He's getting very close to me, and you know we have fun together.
And then who do you think is the biggest problem?
I mean,
other than Brooks, you can't
his
say
wife.
Brooks.
Other than Brooks, I was gonna say Brooks, to be honest. But other than Brooks, as much as I love Sarah, maybe Sarah.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Well, I'm curious, who does Sarah have a real tight, authentic friendship with?
Oh, nice choice of words.
Wow, look at that.
That was sneaky.
Yeah.
Authentic one. Let me think.
That's what it feels like to me a little bit, which is why I was asking. And I remember hanging out with her at BravoCon a little bit last year, and I was like, I can't get a read. And now I've been seeing all this self-help podcasts where she's talking about narcissism and all those types of things.
It's just hard to read her, you know, to be honest. Like,
yeah, so that's what I was curious about.
Well, you can't always find a narcissist. I don't believe that.
I did a
podcast with one.
I'm just kidding. No, agreed. You found one.
I divorced him.
And you divorced him. Every relationship, your now husband is wonderful.
Wonderful.
Sorry,
wonderful.
So you don't have that pattern.
Speaking
of
relationships, Chanel Ayen has been linked to Uba, who was on the New York Housewives.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. You know what I find amazing?
But does Chanel ever talked about Uba?
Never. I know where you're going now.
So is this like a 17 cousin down the line?
Is this a 23andMe?
I just found out she's my cousin?
I don't know. No, I can't answer that because I didn't. Chanel and I weren't friends last year.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
The last person she was talking to about her family was me.
Yeah.
So she maybe had conversations with other people, but definitely not me. But she didn't have any conversation with me.
Gotcha.
Are you having
gotcha.
Conversations this year?
Much better.
We're like best friends.
We're not best friends. We are on the way to mend. We are doing very, very well. We have a couple of fights in the show. Yeah. She did spit at me once, I think. But
spit?
But light, spit. You know, kind of like.
Yeah, it was a light splatter?
Yeah.
Was it, I'm talking in your face and spit came out? Or was it, I hocked a
loogie? Was it, I had too much to drink and it came? Or was it an intentional,
no, I don't think there was a lot of that. I think it just, it just like flew out and I just had to do
so I have that. A little bit of a tongue thrust, so it happens sometimes
to
me.
Oh, to you too? Okay.
Right. She spits on me
I don't
sometimes.
Have a tongue at all, so.
That's what Sergio said.
Oh, my God. Look how short her tongue is.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
You might have how much I suffer on that.
Are you tongue-tied?
Yes.
Oh, so
I'm
stuck.
Tongue-tied. He's like, I can't believe I'm married.
I don't feel it.
He's
I don't feel anything.
He's like, when.
I don't feel anything.
In all areas.
Hold on. And I'm like, honey. Like, I just don't fit it.
We're really digging in.
Okay guys.
We're going to have to do the Wheel of Death. All right. You have to spin it hard so you know.
And you got to answer the question honestly.
Oh. You're one of our strongest spinners. Mm. Oh.
Oh, which would we have a threesome with? One do you love? You love...
I love this new one.
This is rude, guys. We're sitting right here.
What about us? Yeah, I mean,
sensitive.
We are here.
We're in a bedroom right now.
This is great, actually.
Yeah. And we're actually really thinking about this.
Yeah.
We're actually it's a thought process, and we should have just said you.
I would like one of my fantasies. You know, I kind of have to do it.
No, he kind of likes the new girl, Brynn. She says,
Brynn.
Yeah. I just like how like sexy she is. Like,
she's very
like,
sexy.
She exudes sex.
Like, caliente in Spanish. You know,
yes. You know? She was supposed to be here, but she doesn't get in until 11 o'clock
well,
tonight.
Thank God she's not here.
I know. You guys could have used the bed.
Would that be your pick too?
Me, I'm not really into women, but I suppose if I had to choose one.
What about a guy? What about
a guy? Choose a house husband.
House
then.
Husband. Oh,
there's
house
some
husband.
Real fine ones.
You're going to say that.
House husband. Well, if I was going to have a three, well, how about swapping? I'll swap with Larsa and Marcus, and we'll go four of us.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Of course, I love Larsa.
I mean,
and we're really good friends. So, and she loves you. So, I think it would work really well.
Nothing makes better friendships than a complete swap of relationships.
Yeah. Wife swap. That should be great. That always works out well.
Well, really well.
Yeah. We tried with our husbands. It didn't work out.
Sergio.
Oh yeah, Sergio, you have to spin.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean,
what is it?
Not exactly.
Do it again.
What's if I'm
or is he on Ozempic?
That would be me.
Are you on Ozempic?
I did it because I did IVF twice and I was the size of a house. I looked at myself. I looked at myself in last summer's paparazzi pictures. I was like, holy shit. I looked like I'd eaten myself. So, yes.
We're walking around. It's like, looked like she ate me.
I did. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. As long as she's saying it and you're not saying it.
No, I wasn't saying it.
Well, it worked and you look amazing.
Thank you.
You look amazing. Look amazing.
And I answered his question.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, then you just spin one more time. One more time. See if we can get you in any kind of trouble here. Are you on Wegovy?
Who do you think is Andy's least favorite housewife?
Oh, Andy's favorite housewife.
Yeah. From my cast, I would say maybe Brooks.
Brooks? Andy's?
Less favorite.
He doesn't even speak to him.
No.
He doesn't like. He doesn't like her at all.
Least favorite.
Who burned him?
Oh, least.
Least favorite.
Whose glam burned him with the curling iron? Remember he picked
Caroline
Brooks. Caroline
Brooks. Least favorite.
Least favorite, 100%.
Okay.
That was, he didn't get out over that for a long time.
No, you could tell.
That was terrible. Yeah.
I mean, I would be pissed too if I burned my fingers. I'm too busy chewing them. But
that was terrible.
Yeah, but thank you guys
so much. Thank you for having us.
We want to keep you. Go have cocktails. Go have
some
food.
We will. I need a cocktail
after. Thank you.
I know, let's do it.
And make sure that you guys tune in to what podcast name?
Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. So tune in. Thank you guys for that little pod.
Yes.
Oh, of course. Uncut and Uncensored.
Yes, you have to come back online.
Ah, love it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.